Just feel that beat and sing it. This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Here's some of our favourite moments of the week.
Rebecca is our brand new newsreader, and it's nice to have you on our team.
Thank you.
Tom producing the show as well. Rebecca, you got a new... There's a feature we're going to do, which we haven't done before, which we'll do at about 20 to 4, and you've got stuff for that.
You're looking after. Work?
Yeah, we're going to make you work. Oh, so it's not just doing news. We need you to work.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Like Scott does. Like you see Scott working all the time.
Oh, that's fine. That I can handle.
Extra. You know, when I rolled in at 2 minutes
to three.
So we are back from... I've been to... like, I feel like I've been away forever.
Do you know what? I'm not just saying this, and I know I've already said this off air. Not only did I miss you, obviously, I missed this place so much. Like, I was literally like... I need my radio back. I really missed it.
It's weird. I was in LA for 2 weeks, and I was listening to radio in LA going, yeah, I need to go now. I need to get back onto the radio.
But that's weird, isn't it? Because you had an amazing time in LA.
Oh, it's incredible.
And everything that I've done since we went on a holiday to Bournemouth, we had an amazing time. We had the sun.
You had the weather as well.
Yeah, it was incredible. But, you know, I wish I could have done both. Amazing.
It is cool. We do. I do appreciate it's a bit of a privilege doing this for a job.
Yeah, it's not like you're coming back to a 12-hour on your feet all day, is it?
Karen's Karen's like, you're so excited to see Scott again, aren't you? And I went, I said, we hang out every single day.
It's like Joey and Chandler.
It's like Joey and Chandler.
Yeah, we had the biggest hug, didn't we?
Yeah.
Chris run to the stairs like a child.
Yeah.
And I run up the stairs and we had a big
hug.
It was
a bit Joey and Chandler.
It was a bit Joey and Chandler. We are.
Hug. Yeah.
Who's who? We've done this before. Who's who?
You're Joey.
Let me have some time. I'll decide.
Chris and Scott's top three.
Right, top three is a news story that we are looking for song suggestions that will relate to that news story. So think of it like it's like a headline in the paper, isn't it? But we want a song that will act as the headline.
Very well put, Chris.
I think I've actually confused it.
No, you haven't.
A song that relates to the story.
To the story, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. And with the story, of course, because it's news, it's off of news, it's Rebecca.
Hello.
Hello. What's the story today?
So, halfway through the year, this is probably the best story so far.
Okay.
This is about Neil Parish. He's a Conservative MP who was forced to resign a couple of months ago after he was caught watching adult content.
Okay.
I remember this.
In the House of Commons, he said, though, he was, in fact, attempting to watch something online about tractors. Different kind of ploughing.
Thank you.
And he claims that it was an absolute accident. He went to look up about the size of a combine.
No, he didn't say that.
And he apparently ended up... Now, I actually myself have... After he said that, I Googled that.
Yep.
Tractors come up. Normal, everyday tractors.
Okay.
So I believe you, Rebecca. I believe you. Check our history.
So the story is the Conservative MP resigned after he was seen watching adult content in the House of Commons.
Allegedly.
And I think he was seen.
No, he was no allegedly about it.
Oh, yeah, okay. I was just covering all bases there.
He was literally banged to rights.
Yeah.
He resigned as well.
Yes.
But he said, you know, fair enough, accident. I was looking at tractors. Tractors. Because they said to him in a Ricky Gervais type sketch, they said to him, well, either you were actually watching adult material, or you were trying to, you've typed in tractors and you've spelt it wrong and porn's come over. You had that one.
Yeah.
The tractor one. It was the tractor.
Yeah,
but tractors.
Definitely tractors. I'm going to resign anyway.
So we're looking for a song suggestion on that story. Top three is on. Just to recap the story that we're looking to create we need a song for this story.
Yep, it is the... there it is. The Neil Parish, the Conservative MP who was caught looking at adult content in the House of Commons. He said, of course, he was, in fact, attempting to watch something online about tractors, but then found himself accidentally on the adult website.
Oh, it's awful when that happens.
Happens to us all, doesn't it?
It's awful. It happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Where's tractors gone?
Oh, I was looking at the tractors and with my trousers. Oh, no.
How do you go from one to the other?
I don't know.
I mean,
Some people might actually go straight to tractor sites.
I mean, to be honest, there are some people out there that would get really excited by a massive tractor.
Top three is on. The story was all about the MP, the Conservative MP, resigned after watching adult content in the House of Commons and said it was, in fact, an attempt to watch something about tractors. He resigned, claims he found himself on an adult website accidentally. Accidentally, but went on again accidentally for a second time accidentally while in Parliament whilst looking for a website about tractors.
Yeah, easy mistake to make. So,
we've all done it. Yeah. We've all done that. I don't know which I'd be more embarrassed about. What are you doing? I'm definitely not looking at websites about tractors. I'm looking at adult material. Firefighter Jay, I've only just seen your song suggestion for the JCB song, which is absolutely brilliant, but we've already done it, but that would have been a good shout. I don't think it would have beaten the winning song, but it would have been up there. Tom in Southend, thank you for yours, which we're not going to read. But we couldn't possibly play your song either. Leanne going for Woomph, There It Is from Tag Team. Loads of people going for Dirty Christina Aguilera. And loads of people as well going for I Got a Brand New Combine Harvester by the Wurzels. We'll put that in at number three from Katrina. Also went for Britney Spears. Oops, I did it again.
Yeah.
Number two, Laura. Yeah, I like this. Tractor H32. It's not really something we would play, but let's have a little listen to it. It would have worked, but this is the number one song.
Chris and Scott's top three.
But you got me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw me kissing on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
Come on with me.
Right about now.
The Big Drive Home.
Woo!
Let's get into it.
With Chris and Scott.
Let's go.
Come on with me.
This is Radio Essex.
I've been away. It's custom to bring presents back.
You've brought presents?
Yeah, only for you two. You got a present. Tom.
Sorry, what? Although, hang on, but I've been away, but I didn't. I only went to Bournemouth.
Yeah, so I don't. There's nothing I needed from Bournemouth.
I could have brought you a stick of rock back.
Didn't need one. What I've got you, you need.
I need?
Yeah, you need. And you, Thomas.
Presents?
Yes, please.
I'm
trying
to remember which one is which. Oh, yeah, I know. That's yours.
Oh, thank you.
That's yours. You can open them up on the wireless.
It's wow. A cup, isn't it?
Oh, no. Swap.
Oh.
Swap. Oh, no. That is yours. That's yours.
Yeah. I was going to say, I don't want to give this up.
Oh, wow.
That's amazing.
Scott, you describe yours.
I have got an absolutely lovely cup that's literally Gremlins. Doesn't say the Gremlins, Chris, does it?
I was talking to the chap at Warner Bros. They did a show called The Gremlins, right? And I said, The Gremlins, that sounds amazing. And he went, yeah, we recorded it here. And he showed me the set. And then he showed me where the cups were that I could buy.
I absolutely love that. And
he called it Gremlins as well. I said to him, it's The Gremlins.
It's not, it's Gremlins. Do you know what, Chris? That is amazing.
Tom, what have you got?
Oh, mine says producer on it, and says the definition.
Ironic. Oh, no. Yeah, you went for irony. Brilliant.
Yeah, because it has a definition.
It's got definition on the back. I thought it'd be useful for him.
A person who supervises or finances a work such as a stage door.
Sorry. Read that again.
A person who supervises or finances a work such as a staged or recorded performance for exhibition or there's a big word. There we go.
There you go. So
thank you.
It's a beautiful producer cup. I like the cup. When I saw the producer cup, I was like, oh, wow. And then the Gremlins.
How do we get it?
What, do you want some juice in it? See if it works. Do you want to test it?
How do I know if it works? Although you're not allowed to get... oh, no, it's not midnight, is it? That's fine. Because you're not allowed to get... any water for Gremlins after midnight.
I wouldn't know any of that stuff you're talking about now.
But, I'd like to fill that with tea.
Come on, follow the
night. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. This is Radio Essex.
I just got my credit card statement through from being in LA. Wow.
Oh, is that
was it? It reminded me, you know, I sometimes look at credit card statements like a story of your life for the past month.
Yeah.
You can go through it and go, oh, yeah, I remember. Oh, that was fun. This was good. Then I saw, I spent at a restaurant. in LA. It was in a place called Rodeo Drive, which is ridiculously expensive. It, the type of place where I went into one shop and I went, I was just coming in to have a look. And they went, yep, no problem. We can make an appointment for you next Thursday. And I was like, I don't want to make an appointment to come in. I want to come in and have a look. I don't want to make an appointment. Even if I was a multi-millionaire, right? I don't ever think I would make an appointment with a shop to go and spend my money in their shop.
No.
That doesn't make any sense to me. Anyway, we went to have a meal because it was a really good people. Do you like people watching?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a really good people watching spot. It was all full of rich people and not so rich people. And you could see which ones were which, because the ones that weren't rich were acting like they were probably rich.
Yeah.
The ones that were rich were just walking by, minding their own business. Yeah, it was really good. And we sat down in this really posh restaurant, beautiful atmosphere, sat down, and we were ordering our dinner. And said to Harry, what do you want? And he went, oh, I'll have the I'll come with a steak, please. And I was looking
instantly
at the
cost, you're like,
wow, that's $95 for a steak. I was like, this is a lot of money.
I've heard the burgers are really good, Harry.
Burgers are good. Yeah. Have you tried fish fingers? They are lovely. And I went, we're on holiday. Go on, you can have what you want. He said, I'll have the steak. You sure? And I went, yeah. The guy asked him something about the chips that we had. Everywhere out there, you got Parmesan fried chips. So Parmesan, chips fried with Parmesan and a bit of garlic truffle-y type stuff on it. He went, yeah, I'll have that. I'll have that, yeah. Anyway, it turned up and he went, what's all this stuff all over my steak?
Oh, don't.
And I went, what do you mean? He went, it looks like somebody sharpened a pencil on my steak. And I went, that's truffles. Why have you got truffles on your steak? And he went, why, the guy said about truffles in the chips. And I didn't know. Anyway, he'd ordered truffles. So it was like, there's another $90 for the truffles. Just $90.
Oh, my goodness.
For truffles, which he left on the side of the plate because he didn't like them.
So $90 worth of truffles just there.
Just left them. He scraped it. I don't want this on my steak. scraped it under the side. I'm literally eating it thinking,
don't even like them.
They didn't taste of anything.
20.
Didn't taste of anything. And I was eating these truffles. And anyway, I just saw it on my credit card statement. Just reminded me of a fun day I had in a restaurant in Rodeo Drive.
That was amazing.
Last week with the truffle boy. It wasn't his fault. And then the guy come up at the end and he went, because, you know, there's the tipping culture in America is awful. You have to tip everything. It's like 20, 30% and you're tipping all the time. And you tip on the receipt. So whenever you buy anything in America, say it's like 200 quid, you get a check, you get a little receipt saying 200 quid. Then underneath it says gratuity. And then it tells you it gives you options, tells you what they think you should put. So you fill that in, then you give it back, then they take the tip off. And then this guy said to me, the waiter, he went, oh, just let you know, when you do that tip, I don't get any of that. So if you want me to have, then that you just put cash in as well. It's got to tip twice, tipping twice and paying 170 quid for a steak with pencil shavings on it.
That's ridiculous.
I didn't tip him. I said to him,
don't eat yellow snow, mate.
You needed to tell me, you needed to have flagged it with me when my boy apparently ordered truffles on top of his steak.
Yeah.
Because he obviously didn't have a clue what you were talking about. He wouldn't have ordered. I'm glad I found you,
you're the one. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. There's no place I'd rather be. On Radio Essex.
Thank you very much to Dobbo's text and said, how was it meeting Wagner? I didn't know what he meant when he said that. Wagner was that weird guy from X Factor.
Yeah, he was.
And then I looked at a picture and he's put a picture of Mark Owen next to Wagner. It's a bit cruel, but there is a similarity.
There is a similarity.
And I need to explain the story. When I got to, basically before I went to LA, Scott and Tom both said to me, you've got to get a picture with a celebrity. You go to Los Angeles, you're bound to meet a celebrity. And it was almost, you'd almost challenge me.
Yeah.
And I had 2 weeks to do it. So I got off the airport at LAX. So it sounds like a Miley Cyrus song. Jumped off the plane at LAX.
Yeah.
And literally went through security. And Karen was like, Mark Owen's over there. And I went, what? She went, Mark Owen from Take That. It's literally there. And he was, you know, when it's a windy queue in it, you have to, and he was like two in front of us, so I couldn't really see him. So I thought, oh, that's a shame, because that'd be brilliant. He's a boy band member, so that ties in. You're always going on about, let it shine, which is him singing it. And I was like, oh, this would be a really good one.
It'd be a perfect one, yeah.
And then he'd left, and then we got our luggage, we left, and I got outside, and we're just about to get into the Uber. There he is, standing over on the other side of the road. He's just there on his own, like checking his luggage and everything. So I just wandered over, had a chat with him and had a picture taken with him. And admittedly, Dobbo, he does look a little bit like Wagner. How do you say it? Wagner?
Wagner, I think.
He looks similar. What a top bloke Mark Owen is.
But that's what I mean, like you were saying to me, that he just spoke to you for ages.
Oh, he was such a nice guy. He was interested in where we came from. He remembered a gig that I'd hosted way back at Capital that he was part of.
And talking about Capital again.
Yeah, it didn't take long.
He was on Capital, wasn't he, Chris?
Yeah, I was, yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Did I not mention that?
Have you not got a jingle? Have you not got a jingle?
I've not mentioned I've been on Capital. I thought it's something I've mentioned before. Or maybe I hadn't told you. Yeah, I did it for a little bit.
10 years, I think.
9.
9 years, okay.
Yeah, I think so.
You know that Scott used to be in 5.
Okay.
But did you know Chris used to be at... can we even say that on air? The Big Drive Home on Radio Essex.
Is that your little thing whenever I mention...
Yeah, because you do it to me, don't you, so...
Wow. Yeah, and he remembered that. Anyway, what top bloke. And then I saw him, he was on the telly last night at the Jubilee party.
And then I woke up in the morning, like literally about 6 o'clock in the morning, and I thought, how has he done this already? He's just left me, and he's with Mark Owen. It's like you've got an obsession with boy band members.
I know, it did look like that. he was on the same plane as me, although he turned left. When he got onto the plane, so that's why I didn't see him on the plane. But yeah, top bloke.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. Here we go. Radio Essex.
So, Scott, you've got a story you wanted to share with us.
Oh, it's horrific, to be honest with you.
What is it? Something that made you look bad or something?
No.
Something you've done?
No. So as people might remember from a couple of weeks ago, I've been doing loads of home improvements in the house, and it's been going on for 2 months, right? Or just over 2 months now. And so last Saturday, we'd just sort of, all the plastering was done, the walls and the ceilings were painted, and the tiling was done.
So it's the finished article.
It's you know, there's a few like snagging bits here, bits there, but you know, right near the end of the project, and I was super proud of what I had achieved whilst helping, you know, doing it all. Anyway, so me and my dad are in the kitchen, the new kitchen area, and it's like a lounge kitchen, and we're putting up this new amazing sky glass TV, and we're doing the bracket, and I'm watching it unfold, and I'm thinking, oh, this is just amazing. Like, you know, look what I've achieved. You know, look what my jobs do. And, you know, and anyway, all of a sudden, so I'd paint the other picture. So I can't actually get out of my kitchen because I can only get out the back door, and I've got all scaffolding up where I'm getting the house rendered as well. So, but my tiler has just latexed the hallway, so it can't be walked on for like 2-3 hours, right? So I'm pretty much stuck, and there is water raining out of my ceilings, and I mean raining. All my new ceilings that have just been plastered, painted, and I mean raining. And I've gone, there were some choice words in there as well, but I can't say them on the radio, but you know, use your imagination.
Yeah.
I've gone, Kerry! Because I think Kerry's overflowed the bath. It's all right. It's what I think must have happened.
You've got an upstairs, so it's not rain from outside, it's water from inside the house.
It's water
somewhere.
From inside, so I don't know whether it's a bath, I don't know whether it's a burst pipe. Okay. I don't know what it is, right? All that I know is I'm screaming the amount of money that I've spent, and I'm not gonna say what that is, but I'm screaming. This much grand, all gone, and I've lost my rag, but I don't know what it is. I can't run through the hallway. I can't run through the hallway.
Because you'll ruin another bit of the house.
Yeah. So I work at Kerry. Goes, there's nothing on, Scott. I promise, there's nothing on. I haven't done anything. I said, okay. Well, tell me what's happening. And she said, well, I had a bath, and I was like, right, okay. And she went, there's nothing on. So basically, what happened is a pipe had come out of the it wasn't us.
Okay.
I won't say who, don't want to embarrass the people that done it, whatever. So pipe had come out of the waste. So basically the whole bath had emptied through the ceilings. I have and you know me, Chris, right? I have lost it. And I mean I have lost it. So I run out of the back door and
Is it up to the scale of losing it? When did I last see you lose it? When we was watching the World Cup at your house, on a projector.
Worse.
And Brennan tripped over the projector and nearly broke it.
Yeah, yeah.
And you lost your
worse
nerve.
Worse.
It's worse than that, because that was high level.
Yeah, yeah, no, this was worse. This was... But no one, I couldn't, I didn't know who to blame or where to go, right? So I phoned my plumber mate, Wee Man, and honestly, I've gone, Wee Man, tell me what to do. And he went, it's got to be the bath waste, right? So I've run round the house, I've climbed up a ladder, I've had to jump through my bathroom window. My dad's chucked me up a Stanley blade, and I've had to take the panel off the bath, and yeah, there it was, plain to see that it had,
just not connected.
It been pulled out.
Yeah.
We'll say no more about it. It'd been pulled out. Anyway, the bath's empty now, so there's no more water coming. We've got these coffer things, haven't we? You've got them in your house. Let's call them lighting troughs round, you know, for beautiful new lighting. Well, they're full with water. We've had to chuck like 50 towels downstairs so I can get back out the window and I can empty the troughs, wring out the towels. I had to get drying equipment in there. I can see the funny side of it now, because we've got through it and we've had to do some other bits and bobs. All my tiles upstairs have blown and absolute, like, and I do mean living nightmare. I mean, and I wish I could have been filmed, because I was swearing a lot.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And all the windows and doors were open. Kerry's going, there's kids outside. And I'm just going, this much grave! Oh, God! It was horrific. And it got me thinking, you know, to make me feel better about my life.
Yeah.
You know, is...
I can see where you're going.
Has something happened in your life that was that bad that you would like to share with the class?
Yeah. Especially home improvement stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, it was, honestly, it was just over a week ago. And I'm not over it yet, because there's still bits that I'm having to replace and do.
Yeah.
And do you know what? I didn't want to. I wanted to save it for the radio to tell you, because the news on holiday. So.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah, anything like that, we'll have those. 81400, put the word Essex at the front of your message. Deb says, yeah, the title fight dummy reaction surely is worse. When you spit your dummy out on the title fight, she said, surely that's...
No.
You were more annoyed than that.
Yes. Yes.
Right, it's 4:45.
Connor in for Chris. We got Scott here, obviously, afternoon.
Hello, mate. This is lovely. I love this.
It's good fun.
Yeah, I mean, do you know what? This is the first time I've done, you know, a show on my own, but this is the first time that I've done the big drive home with someone else other than Chris. Yeah, but I love it, though.
Well, I will say one thing, and I wanted to get it off my chest nice and early. It is my birthday, but it's a privilege. Doing this for you, this is an absolute privilege. Like, a good feeling. Obviously, as well, you've been here from the beginning when I first come in here.
Little
16-year-old Connor wandering in, little show on the weekend.
Exactly, yeah. No, look at how much you've grown, mate.
And I'm 27 today, by the way. So, lads, happy birthday would be wonderful, please.
Happy birthday. Before you, make sure, honestly, as many texts as humanly possible to say happy birthday to Connor, and some voice notes singing would be even better.
So I've had a bit of self-reflection today, actually. I wanted to talk to you about this. So I hit 27. I woke up this morning, Hayley, my girlfriend, she made me a wonderful breakfast, and I sat there and I was like, I'm 27 now, so I'm 3 years away from 30, right? Which is a bit of a wow moment. I was like, what have I achieved in my 27 years? I'm living my dream, got my dream job, right?
Yeah, amazing.
Finally moved out. I understand the gas and electric bills.
Just.
Right? And how they work.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, and I'm doing drive with Scott today, and what did he do by 27?
Wasn't it, you sold 20 million records, wasn't it, by 19?
That's brutal. I mean, listen, he thinks he's doing well. Yeah, it's about 19, I think, yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. He's setting up worldwide tours, selling millions of records, and here I am working at the gas and electric bills.
But do you know what? What I will say about that, right, is that, yeah, I mean, I've done it ridiculously early, but 27 years old to achieve what you've achieved now is incredible.
Yeah, it's a moment.
Absolutely incredible. So, Connor, you're here, you're 27, it's your birthday, and I don't know if you know, but like when someone's birthday, I have to do a little present. It's nothing big.
All right.
But I've got your present, I'm going to give it to you now.
Okay.
All right, okay, I'm just going to go get it. Oh. Right, okay, it's right there. Build a boy.
Why have you let this happen, Tom?
What? He's brought you a present.
Where's he off to?
He's going to go grab it. Look.
He's Look, outside he's the studio, just so everyone's aware. Oh, he's bought me! Yeah, he's bought me 12 coronas! Oh, mate, thank you very much. Oh, hey, having a hug. Oh.
Wait there, one minute. I'm going around.
He's back around. 12 coronas, I love
brilliant.
It.
Brilliant.
Corona.
Huh?
What do you need with Corona?
Lime.
Yeah, mate.
Oh, he's brought me free lime.
Brilliant.
I feel so settled. It's so great being in at 3 o'clock. Thank you very much. And it's your birthday. What a moment.
Yeah. Come more often.
Yeah, I will come more often. Thank you very much. Cheers, sir.
No worries, mate.
That's Gooey Chris, then.
No, I'm Scott. I'm Scott.
Let's go!
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Yeah.
Radio Essex.
I mean, she's not great. Is she older? Ariana Grande. She doesn't got a very good voice, does she?
Unbelievable voice.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, that note that she hits in that, you pointed it out.
It
note.
Gives me goosebumps. Yeah. It's unreal.
Do you know what else gives me goosebumps?
Working with me on the Big Drive Home.
No.
Getting the opportunity of a lifetime.
No. That. This.
Well, Binley Mega Cheese. Binley Mega Cheese. What is going on in the world right now? That this is a thing.
So good.
Do you know, even my twins, they're 8. I got home yesterday, can't get away from it. They're like, Binley Mega Chippy. I'm like, what is going on?
For anyone that's listening right now wondering what is going on, Binley Mega Chippy, it's a jingle that has basically gone viral on TikTok, and that's what's
everything
happened here.
That happens on TikTok.
And now this Chippy restaurant, the queues that are outside, I mean, you are talking 200, 300 people.
Have you
daily.
Seen the guy who owns it on the news?
Yeah, he's baffled.
Yeah, no, he's going, look at him getting a plug for his, podcast.
Yeah, available wherever you get your podcast from. Right, go on.
He's literally on the news going, I don't know what's going on. I literally don't know what's going on. I've got like queues coming out the door. It's ridiculous.
Right, so we're going to look back at some of the catchiest jingles of all time. This one's up there.
Just one cornetto.
Yeah, I mean, instantly, innit? Yeah.
I actually haven't heard this one before.
Oh my goodness.
This was the first time I heard it.
Yeah, I haven't heard it until today.
Well, you haven't heard it and I haven't heard it. Is this a bit of an older one, Shorty?
Yeah.
What was that? Oh, I don't know, mate. I'm really young.
What's this one old? I mean,
just one cornetto, give it to me.
Well, that one's top of the poll here. It says an advert that ran during the 1980s. That's one of the catchiest jingles of all time, apparently.
Yeah. I was born in 1979.
This one too?
Go compare.
Well,
know this one.
Who doesn't know that?
Yeah, absolutely know this one. This is sung by opera singer Gio Compadio.
Do you know what I love about that advert now, that he's himself and his alter ego as well? Have you seen the new ones?
Yes.
Like, yeah. Oh, Tom, you've seen nothing. I don't. I reckon Tom just like lives under a rock. Like he literally leaves here, back under his rock, and then comes back in.
The best one is this. Honestly, that is fantastic, isn't it? It's so good. So good. So catchy. And every time you listen to it, you know what it's about.
But I've just seen too many people on TikTok now literally just going there. Like, even, like, older people that shouldn't be. Like, if I turn up and start singing that on TikTok, my son, Kevin, will never talk to me again.
Well, I'm telling you right now, DJ will pick it up. And there'll definitely be a remix soon of Binley Mecha Chippy. I'm sure of it. Catchiest jingle of all time. Have you got one that you can sing for us, maybe? Let us know. We're talking right now about the catchiest jingles of all time. And this one is pulling rank. It's brand new on TikTok. It sounds like this.
Binley Mecha Chippy.
He's going for a harmony then.
Yeah, I tried. It didn't really work. But
it didn't. Right. So, what we need you to do, as you know, I like a voice note. I love it when people send a voice note. So, I mean, I've got Mac here. He said, "Oh, the McDonald's. I'm loving it." Mac, we know you like a voice note. You don't stop, mate. So, get that in. Do your best impression of that. Get him in the voice notes. I mean, I've actually. Before I done this radio job,
yeah,
I done an advert.
No way.
Yeah. Done an advert on the radio.
Hold on a minute. Am I about to find something out that I don't know?
I think so. I think you are. Right. So I've got a. I wasn't going to name him, but I'm going to. I've got a mate called Stacky. Right. So basically, he. He owns a company and he said to me, "Scott, would you do a voice advert
for..." Yeah, like a VO job.
Yeah, we do a voice advert for a well-known company. I said, "Well, yeah." And I started talking money and all that. And he went, "Oh, yeah, we'll sort that out later. I just really need it." Right. Never got paid.
Right.
Ever got paid, right?
Yeah.
And he... This advert was on the radio for years and years and years. You will have heard it, 100% you've heard it.
No.
So it's for the factory shop.
Right.
Right. And it's me, fully me, in the vocals. There's two versions of it.
Yeah.
Still plays now. It goes, buy more, spend less at the factory shop. right? That's me.
Okay.
And then there was another version that's the same, but a little jingle at the end. Buy more, spend less at the factory shop. Oh, yeah. That was it. And it went on for years and years and years.
I will say one thing. Sounds good, but it's not quite this. It's not quite that.
It's not quite, no.
It's still good, but it's not quite that. What, and it still gets played on the radio today?
Yeah, yeah, not a penny, I've had. Not a penny.
Not a penny?
Not a penny, mate.
We'll have to give him a call on the show. So where's Scott's cut?
Mate, he's gone underground. Da, 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 da,
da. I'm loving it.
Thank you, Mac. Well done, mate.
I like that one. I like that one. As I've said, though, it's still not as good as this. Well, where is it? Why is it not playing?
I know, listen, he felt like Christmas back in Christmas back in the room for a second there.
Rebecca, afternoon.
Good afternoon. Our Binley Mega Chippy. Yes, I know it.
Right, you know it. And apparently you've got one that you can't get out of your head.
Yeah, well, there's Chicken Tonight.
Yeah, okay, can you sing it?
I feel like chicken tonight, like chicken tonight.
I feel like chicken tonight.
You don't I feel like chicken tonight.
I don't know that one.
I feel like, I believe, actually, Tom Googled it, and it was from an advert in 1992.
Yeah, yeah, I remember it.
I remember.
Do you remember? I'm a secret lemonade drinker. All whites.
I do not know any of these. I don't know any of these. The only one that I know is ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. That's
You don't know All Whites Lemonade?
We've just had Alistair here. My nine-year-old daughter will randomly sing that Wood Company advert from your shows. It's in its entirety too. Wood Company advert. Oh, we play it during the shows. The Wood Company one. I do sing a lot of Radio Isaacs ones.
I do, yeah.
There's lots of really, really good ones there. But as I've said, they're still not quite as good as this.
I don't know, mate.
It's so good. It's so catchy.
Do you remember the one from, what is it, the Club Biscuit?
Trio. That one.
No.
Trio.
No, that's not, not that one. The, how did the Club Biscuit go?
Not pick
if
up a
you like a lot of chocolate on your biscuit, join our club. Da, 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 da. There you go.
What about the Frosties one? That's the one that I know. Frosties. They're great.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, well done, mate.
I'm not very good at this game.
No, you're not.
No, not very good
you're
at it.
You're having a shocker, aren't you?
Rebecca, thank you.
It's a pleasure.
Brad Judder's in. What about Holidays Are Coming from Coca-Cola, a jingle that signals the start of Christmas? Good shout out.
Holidays are coming, holidays are coming. Yeah, it does. The second you see the advert, you go, right, it's Christmas.
Yeah, it is. Tanya as well from Southend. What about the Shake and Vac advert? It's all you've got to do. You put the Shake and Vac and get the freshness back.
Yeah, do you know that one?
I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's a good one.
Very What's it
good.
Sound like, Scott, that one?
I can't remember the tune, but I know the words. Yeah, very good.
Trev, J.R. Hartley.
Right, yeah, that's the, he's talking. What Trev does is he doesn't realise we're on the radio and there's certain things we can't do. The J.R. Hartley one was good, but he hasn't sung it. Trev's done a voice note which you can't play.
Right. I'm learning how this works. Listen to this as well from Aria.
Hi, guys. Aria here. The jingle that gets stuck in my head is Public Sewer Services.
This is genius.
Complete drainage solution.
It's a good one, Matt. It's a good one.
Well, it obviously works,
that
doesn't it?
Always gets me singing. And excuse my sister snoring in the background. It's time for a danger nap. Dun, dun, dun. Bye.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. 'Cause I'm coming home to Radio Essex.
Radio Essex, Lost Frequencies, Where Are You Now? Before that, Sam Ryder, who is everywhere at the moment with Spaceman, or Spaceman, as he sang at the Jubilee over the weekend, which was sort of our rivals, Scott and Chris from the other radio station.
Yes.
Not Chris and Scott, Scott and Chris.
Yes.
Who had him on their show on Radio 1 and said, oh, when you're on stage, what would be really funny is if you sang Space Ma'am for the Jubilee.
Yes.
Which, admittedly, is genius. We would have thought of the same thing, obviously. But they had him in on the show, so we didn't get to do that. But it reminded me of a time where I was introducing somebody at Party in the Park, which was at Hyde Park in London. And this was like in the, I think it was about 2004, 2005. And it was Lionel Richie.
Yeah.
And I interviewed Lionel Richie on the radio station before he went on stage. So you had the weird concept. When you're doing the show from backstage, you've got people listening, like you're listening to us now, that aren't at the gig.
Yeah.
And you've got 100,000 people at the gig that can't hear the radio show. They're just watching what's going on stage. So I said to Lionel Richie, I was like, so it's really difficult because we want to make sure the people listening to the radio are enjoying it as well.
So what I think would be really cool is if you, if we got you to add a word into your song, so when the people on the radio heard the word, they'd be like, oh, it's brilliant. It's like, yeah. Lionel Richie. So we come up with the word blimey because we thought it was quite an English word. It'd be like weird for Lionel Richie just to be going, blimey. So he said, when you sing All Night Long, just say the word blimey once in the song and everyone at home will go, Lionel Richie just said blimey. The reason I mention it now is because somebody sent me a clip and I remember him doing it because I was there.
Yeah.
But it was before you were sort of filming everything on iPhones and stuff, so I haven't got any recollection of it happening. Somebody sent me the video, it's on YouTube, of that performance of Lionel Richie, and I was listening to it last night. I was like, oh, wow! And I remembered how many times he said it. Let me just play the first verses. Here he goes.
That's so cool.
But he doesn't do it like in the song. I meant like hide it in the song. He just went blimey in there. And then I think a little bit further on, he sort of, he sings it.
Yeah.
Blimey.
Blimey. So
I
good.
I think he must have done it like 17 times. I mean, look for, if you look for Lionel Richie, Party in the Park 2004, you'll see it on YouTube. Just, if you listen to the whole song, you must say it about 15, 20 times.
But the thing is for you, like obviously, like that's such a moment. And you, like, you'll never forget it, but he will never forget
Absolutely.
It. So in all the times that Lionel Richie has sung that song, which will have been
tens of thousands of times,
right? That one performance, he'll be like, so if he ever met you again,
if I said to you, you did blimey and All Night Long for me, he'd remember it, of course.
Straight away, he'd go, oh my God, yeah, I love that. It's because it's new in his mind. It's
brilliant. And I love the memories listening to that again.
It's time for the Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.